Look in your Bibles, the book of Luke this morning. I appreciate the privilege to be in the Lord's house. I am thankful for that which the Lord's been doing in my heart in these days, getting to hear the singing, the preaching, how it's been a help to my heart. I praise the Lord for it today. Luke chapter 15, and I'll begin reading in verse number 11 today. If you're able, standing on in reverence of the reading of the Word of God. I won't preach very long, but just want to look at a thought today here in Luke chapter number 15 and beginning in verse number 11 today. The Bible says, and he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in woe. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, today for your mercy and your grace. Oh, Father, I pray for just a little while this morning, you might give me clarity of thought and clarity of speech. I pray for the anointing of the Holy Ghost to rest upon me, that I might preach the preaching that you bid me today. I realize I'm nothing and not capable of doing anything. Oh, Father, I look to you for our help and our strength today. I stir your people, say that which is lost. Help us that we might exalt and lift up the lovely name of Christ. And everything we do, we'll praise and we thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I've read to you this morning familiar verses of scripture about the prodigal son. In these verses, and we could preach a lot about him and his rebellion, and then of his riotous living, and then of his ruin, because sin will always lead to ruin. There's never been any good thing ever come out of sin. And may I add this to remind us of this great truth. Nobody's ever been able to handle sin. Sin always ends up handling us without the help of God and the power of His Spirit. There ain't a one of us will be able to live a life that can bring glory to God without His help. But we find this son, we can major on, but we're not. I'm interested though in verse 18, when he came to himself, he realized in verse 17 what he has done and where he's at. He begins to repent. In verse 18, he said, I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose. I want to preach just a minute, God be my helper, on this subject. What a sinner finds when he repents. What a sinner finds when he repents.
is when this boy came to himself and his heart turned, he did have a heart of selfishness and a heart of rebellion. But when he repented, when he turned from that and he went back home, he found some things about his father. We see in the verses, verse 20 through 24, we see the mercy of the Father. That is what a sinner will find when they repent. And ladies and gentlemen, there is no mercy without repentance. I like what's been said all week. Except a man admit he's lost and admit that he needs saving, he cannot get saved. Amen. There's a lot of folk today don't think they're too bad. Amen. They said, I ain't done this either. But ladies and gentlemen, we're born sinners. And friend, we must be born again. And may I say, when a sinner repents, there are some things he'll find. Number one, he'll find the Father's eyes of mercy. For the Bible says, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him. I'm going to say today that the Bible teaches us that he can't look on sin with approval. We find that. I'm going to say if a sinner repent, there'll be his eyes of mercy looking your way. I'm glad, hallelujah, I'm glad there's mercy in the eyes of the Lord. I, for one, that repent and turn from sin himself, I'm glad the eyes of mercy look our way. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, until a man repents, those eyes would be eyes of judgment, eyes as flame of fire. But thank God when a man's heart, when a woman's heart, a boy's, girl's heart turns, amen, turns from sin and self and turns to the Savior, they find eyes of mercy that look their way. Oh, my soul, we see when he repents, the Father's eyes of mercy. But number two, in verse number 20, he'll find also the Father's bowels of mercy. Amen. For he saw him, the Bible said, and had compassion. I want to tell you and remind us this morning, every one of us are being held today. Amen. There ain't none of us worth saving. We ain't none of us good enough. They never merited it. But I'm going to say, at night as a 10-year-old boy in the spring of 1980 when I bowed and called on the Lord and he saved me, I found that he had bowels of compassion, had bowels of mercy. I'm glad that when a sinner will repent, he'll find the compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad for the compassion of our Lord. By the way, I ought to be in hell since I've been saved. You don't know me like I know me. And I don't know you like you know yourself. Amen. We know what we are. And by the way, we ain't dirt, we're dust. That's worse than dirt. You can do something with dirt, you know that? But dust will just choke you up. And God took the most useless part of dirt and made man. Amen. We're nobodies. We're nothing. I'm going to say when we call on his name, that we find there's a Father in heaven that has mercy. He has compassion on a sinner that'll repent. We find when a sinner repents, have the Father's eyes of mercy, the Father's bowels of mercy. But also in verse 20, there's the Father's feet of mercy. For it said that he saw him and had compassion and ran. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, when God the Holy Ghost draws a sinner and deals with his heart, I went for a physical last week, and the doctor I go to is a great Christian man, and we had small talk, we got talking. He said, preacher, you ever seen that picture that shows the Lord knocking on the door and there's no door handle on that side? I said, yes, sir, I've seen that. He said, I know we have a responsibility to open the door. He said, but here's what I think. I said, well, tell me, doc. He said, I know this. We have a responsibility to open the door. He said, but I believe the Lord sends the Holy Ghost down in the basement of the house, starts a fire, and smokes us out. Amen. I said, and by the way, I'll tell you, that's what it takes. Amen. I didn't seek the Lord until the Holy Ghost came by and revealed to me my lost condition. I I'm going to tell you, when I realized I was lost and I called on his holy name, he didn't say, now let me think about it. He didn't say, now we need to weigh you in the balance. I'm going to say, thank God, when I turned in my heart and turned to him, he came running where I was. Amen. I'm going to tell you, God, it's not refusing sinners that repent. If they repent, he'll run to them. Amen. We find when a sinner repents, the Father's eyes of mercy, the Father's bowels of mercy, the Father's feet of mercy. But then also in verse 20, we find the Father's arms of mercy. The Bible said that he saw him, had compassion, ran, and the Bible said, and fell on his neck. Amen. Wrapped his arms around him. Amen. By the way, he won't receive you until you repent. Amen. But I'll say something. I'm traveling the country and I'm seeing people in invitation leave pews and come to the altar, hollering, praying, hollering, leave lost. I don't understand that. I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me well this morning. The night I got saved, that night the Holy Ghost began to in my heart, I wasn't stopping short of getting born again. Amen. And I found out when I turned to him, thank God, I found his tender embrace. He received me under his bosom. I'm going to say, sinner, he'll take you too if you'll turn to him. You call upon his name. I'm glad that he'll save sinners. Amen. Boy, there's the arms of mercy. By the way, I've found myself since I've been saved. I've 31 years. When times get rough, I still feel them same arms of mercy. I'm reaching around me and lifting me up and saying, son, it's going to be all right. I'm glad, hallelujah, that there's arms of mercy that our Father has today. We find when a sinner repents, the Father's eyes of mercy, the bowels of mercy, his feet of mercy, his arms of mercy. But in verse 20, we also find the Father's lips of mercy. Amen. For the Bible said, and kissed him. That means they tell me to smother with kisses. Amen. I want to say to you today, that's a symbol of love. That's a symbol, my friend, today of his love for you and I. I'm glad, hallelujah, that when we repent, we find those tender lips of mercy of our Lord. Now, I'm trying to hurry now. If you rest, you felt, think you're going to get out easy like you've been the last few days, you better find that outline because I'm about done. Amen. I ain't long-winded. My pastor nicknamed me 30 Minutes of Thunder. I'm about done. We don't all find there how the Father's lips of mercy. But then we notice in verse number 22, we find when a sinner repents that he'll find the Father's wardrobe of mercy. When he came home, he's wearing tattered garments. He's wearing the garments of a servant. He's wearing the garments of the hog pen. Amen. And when he comes and he said, Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. How the daddy didn't say, get out of my face. He didn't say, you've ruined your life and ain't nothing I can do for you. But he didn't even, the son didn't even get done with the statement. He is going to say, I'll be your servant. But he didn't even let him get them words out. And the father called to the servants. I said, go get the wardrobe. Go get that best robe. I've heard a lot of things about it being the father's robe, a celebration robe. But I can say simply this, it is the best robe. Amen. I wrapped him up in his mercy. I put a ring of authority, a ring of love on his hand. I put shoes on his feet. His servants didn't have shoes, but a son does. Amen. How to say, listen to me. God says we are his children. He put the shoes on. There's the wardrobe of mercy today. And I also say, what a sinner finds when he repents. Eyes of mercy, bowels of mercy, feet of mercy, arms of mercy, lips of mercy, ear, wardrobes of mercy, and an ear of mercy. For he heard his cry when he repented. But let me say this. In verse 23, there's the meal of mercy. For he said, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. Amen. And let us eat and be merry. I'll tell you what got me on this thought. I'm wanting to preach sometime on the message of the fatted calf. I think there's some preaching right there. I just throw this out to you, and you fellas go preach it Sunday at your place. I think that fatty calf speaks of expectation. He put it up looking for the day that the boy would come home. Amen. And I believe it also speaks of reunification. Amen. The boy's been gone, now he's back, and he's where he belongs. Then I think it also speaks of celebration. Amen. I know most independent Baptists, they act like God hates everybody and y'all not rejoice over anybody getting saved. I'm going to tell you, I don't know much that stirs up heaven, but I do know one thing that does. It's when somebody repents. I'm going to tell you, heaven gets stirred up. Amen. There was a celebration took place. There's a meal of mercy. That boy didn't deserve to eat at his table. He deserved to die down there in that hog pen with the slop that the hogs were eating. But thank God when he repented, he found a meal of mercy. He found he could dine at the Father's table. I want to say to you today, we ain't being slopped like hogs, but the Father has set a table and he says, come and dine, come and dine. I'm glad that I have a place. And by the way, it don't matter if you like it or not, it don't take a vote. Thank God when you get saved, you get a place at the Father's table. Amen. Oh, when a sinner, what a sinner find when he repents. He finds a meal of mercy. But let me say this in closing. He find words of mercy. He said, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He says this, he was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Aren't you glad for words of mercy? He'd be just casting us away. Sure he would. We don't deserve, and we have not merited anything for his mercy. And I close and remind you of something. There's a lot of definitions for grace. To me, the greatest definition is getting what we do not deserve. But mercy, I think the greatest definition of mercy is not getting what we do deserve. Because all of us deserve to go to hell. But when we called on the Lord. And let me say this. I'm not a very controversial preacher, but I am a gospel preacher. A lot of people also want to kind of find, when does a person get saved? I can tell you real simply, when their heart turns. Amen. You can say a lot of things with your lips. You can cry a lot of tears and never go toward God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, the very moment your heart will turn from sin itself and turn to the Savior, that very moment, he'll birth you into his family. I'm glad. Listen, Brother Billy Mitchell said the other day, and I said amen, because I just know those two things myself. I was lost, and he is a Savior. I say this a lot, and I say this closing right now. I'm like a young'un on Christmas morning who has got one big old box under the tree. And it looks like he just has one box, but when he takes the lid off, he keeps pulling stuff out of the box. You see, I didn't know I got justified the night I got saved. I just know I got saved. Amen. I felt something leave, and I didn't know it was that guilt of sin rolling away. And it's like somebody moved in, and I found out somebody did. Amen. I found out the Holy Ghost came in on the inside. Listen, friend, I didn't know a lot, but I didn't know enough to get saved. Amen. I'm glad that he saves sinners. Father, take the message, use it for thy glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor, you come.